bringing you a common sense and fresh perspective to creating a just society. This is Common Sense on Social Justice. You'll get equipped with the tools you need to carry out social justice right where you are. Now, here's the host of Common Sense on Social Justice, Michael Davis.
Welcome to Thanksgiving 2025. I'm happy you're here with us. I hope that you're having a good Thanksgiving. And if you live outside of America, I too hope that you are able to set some time aside to reflect on the good in your life. Now, this is the time of year that Americans pause to reflect and to spend time with loved ones and eat like crazy and watch football. I think of growing up and through the years of eating the turkey and the cranberry. And by the way, email me and let me know which is better, the cranberry that's homemade or does it have to look like a can? For me, it has to look like the imprint of a can for it to be cranberry sauce. What about stuffing that? Or do you put gravy on your turkey? Mashed potatoes and gravy, the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows melted on top, of course, pecan pie and pumpkin pie. Those are my two favorites. Just amazing. And watching football, in America, it's a tradition for the Detroit Lions to be on the first game, the Dallas Cowboys to be on the second game, and whoever. Now there's a third game. Traditionally, it's just been the two other games. But that's Thanksgiving. But today, what I want to do is pause and reflect on what it means to be a people of Thanksgiving. So I'm not going to get into the nuances of American Thanksgiving, but real Thanksgiving before God. If you're a Catholic, you should already know that the word Eucharist means Thanksgiving. Eucharist, if you're not Catholic, is the term we give to the body and blood of, or the bread and wine being transformed into the body and blood of Christ, commonly known as communion. But a lot of Catholics don't say I'm receiving communion, rather I'm receiving the Eucharist. And that's the name of one of the seven sacraments of the church, the Eucharist. And the word Eucharist means Thanksgiving. So let's talk about being a people of Thanksgiving. Throughout scriptures, in the Psalms, in the writings of St. Paul, we are taught that to be the people of God is to be a people of thanks and praise. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers in the Gospels, only one returned to thank him, and that surprised him that the others did not come back to thank him for healing them of leprosy. So, you know, part of the Jewish tradition is once you were healed of leprosy, you had to go show yourself to the priest, and the priest would recognize whether you were truly healed or not. And so Jesus sent them off to be examined by the priest, and then only one came back to say, hey, I'm healed, thank you. Often we act as spoiled brats, complaining of the things we don't have or begging God for the things we want. All around us we see greed, people with an insane amount of money and stuff and yet demanding more. Why can we not be thankful for the many gifts that God has already given us? Let us adopt the mantra, all is gift. I want to teach that to you for a moment. So, often, to call myself back to God, so to speak, I will use the mantra, Abba, I belong to you. I'll use that mantra, but another one that I use is, all is gift. So, my sufferings is a gift from God to develop virtue in me. The positive things that happen in my life, those are gift from God. So all is gift from God. So oftentimes, when I get to complaining, I use the mantra in order to bring myself back. I'll use the mantra, all is gift. And I want to encourage you to adopt that in your life, to become a person of thanksgiving, a person of praise, a person of appreciation, rather than a person of complaining. And so on. Don't mean to gross you out, but, you know, recently it was the Halloween season, time to watch scary movies, and one of the top horror series of all time is the Saw movies, where you've got Jigsaw, who puts people in these entrapments where they kill themselves if they don't make different choices in life. And one of Jigsaw's main reason for doing this, and he always tells the people in the traps, is so that you will appreciate your life, because up till now, you have not appreciated your life. Well, we don't need somebody crazy like Jigsaw to do that for us. We have the good God who created us all, who calls us to a life of thanksgiving, of appreciation, of recognizing that all is a gift. And again, I say that to myself quite often. Think about all that you have, that without God you would not have. And I've made quite a long list. I'm going to go through it here. Think about all you have that without God you would not have. Existence. You would not exist if God did not call you into existence. You would not have breath. The very fact that your diaphragm is expanding and contracting and you're taking oxygen into your lungs and breathing out carbon dioxide, thus staying alive, that's a gift from God. Sight, the ability to see. Many of our brothers and sisters are blind or have eye problems that severely restricts their sight. The fact that you can see the trees around you, you can see the sunrise and sunset, do you not appreciate that? And it's like we have to be struck with suffering to appreciate. We don't appreciate our eyesight until we're told that we have glaucoma, and then we appreciate it all of a sudden. Why can't we appreciate it now? Hearing. A lot of people are deaf, cannot hear what I'm saying on this podcast. The fact that you can hear the birds in the morning, the fact that you can hear your dog barking, the fact that you can hear your children laughing, do you appreciate that? Do you give thanks to God for that gift? What about the fact you have a body? And if you're healthy, you have a healthy, strong body. If you're young, what about the fact that you have a young body with energy? I know at the age of 53, I'm noticing things aren't going quite as well as they used to go. What about the relationships in your life? Do you appreciate your spouse? Do you appreciate your children? Do you appreciate your siblings or your parents or your friends, your priests, people at your church, the people you work with? Do you complain about them or do you see them as a gift from God? One spiritual master I was reading one time, he says, our best friend is our enemy. The person who causes us the most trouble and who hates us the most is our best friend, because they are the ones who are making us a saint. So that's a gift from God. The fact that we have friends in our life, so many people in our world are friendless. The fact that even if you have one friend, are you thankful for that? What about your job? With so many people losing their jobs in our present economy, are you thankful or do you complain about your job? What about having a place to live? The fact that when it's raining, that you can hear the rain on the roof and that's all that your problem is. What about the ability to walk? So many of our people in our world cannot even take the first step, and yet we so casually get up and walk. Are you thankful for each step that you can take? What about understanding? The fact that you can understand deep things, that God has given you a mind to be able to critically think. What about laughter? What about the fact that you have the ability to laugh? What about personal growth? Are you thankful for the times where God grows you personally through trials? That God gives you grace in suffering? That God gives you mercy when you sin? Are you thankful for salvation? Do you stop to thank God? Thank you for coming into our world. Thank you for your death. Thank you for your resurrection. Are you thankful for second chances that God gives you? Are you thankful for third, fourth? What about 20th chances? 21st chances? Are you thankful for those? Are you thankful for heaven? Are you thankful for food? When so many people go without food, do you just dive into your food, or do you stop to truly give God thanks? Are you thankful for water? So many people in our life have no access to clean water. Are you thankful that you do have that access? Stopping to give God thanks before you take a sip of water? Or do you complain because you can't get the fanciest water on the market? What about simple water? Are you thankful that you have a car that gets you places without you having to take months to go see family? That we have the ability to fly? That God has given us knowledge as humans to be able to invent flying and airplanes, that you can within a few hours go visit your family where it used to take people months, or maybe they just never saw them? Are you thankful for your computer that God has given humans the knowledge to develop so you can listen to this podcast and listen to beautiful music? Are you thankful for life lessons, or do you just complain about them? And literally, I could go on and on and on, and I encourage you to go on and on and on. Just every day, be in the habit of as many things as you can think of. Thank you, God. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. We've got to develop a habit of being a thankful people. During the Mass, the priest, one of the things a priest says is that it is right and just always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father. It is right and just always and everywhere. Always. Notice those big words. It is right and just always and everywhere to give you thanks, Heavenly Father. Notice that it is not just right, it is just. We talk about social justice on this podcast. Did you know that giving thanks to God the Father is an act of social justice? Because it says there in the Mass, it is right and just always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy God. And yes, we do talk about social justice in this. Well, we learn in the Mass that giving thanks is an act of justice. God, in His justice, blessed us even when we were not blessable. So why not be just in return and give thanks? In fact, to not give thanks when God has given us so much is to be unjust. It is an injustice to complain and to fail to give thanks to God. One time when my parents were visiting us in Oregon, many years ago, my mom wanted to go to Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard. Well, this was when our firstborn was a toddler, and anyway, my mom asked my former wife if we are supposed to pray and give thanks for the ice cream, and my former wife said, no, we aren't thankful for the ice cream, in a joking way, and my mom busted out laughing and laughed about that. But yeah, I think that we should even be grateful for the ice cream, too. Being thankful is healing. It's humbling, because what being thankful is, it reminds me of my creatureliness. How's that for a new word I think I just invented? Being humble reminds me that I am a creature and I am not the Almighty. Being thankful is an understanding of the reality of what is going on in the moment. Understanding my place as a creature. Understanding that if I am a great athlete, it is only because God has given me that. God could have easily chosen not to give me that, and I could be working on an assembly line in a factory instead of this. Or if I am working on an assembly line in a factory, am I thankful for that? Because it reminds me, being thankful is that I have a job and I have strength to do this day after day and provide for my family, whatever it is. Being thankful reminds me that I have been given so much, and because I am just a creature, I can't create this stuff myself. It has to be given to me by the Creator. And being thankful causes me to stop and to reflect on the fact that I did not create my life, but it was given as a gift to me. Thank you, God. Thank you. because without you, it could not have been possible. Well, I hope this helps and serves as a reminder. I hope that when you are busy this next year living out justice and standing for those who cannot stand for themselves, that you will do so out of a sense of deep thankfulness, recognizing how good you have it and how good it is that God has chosen you for this task and this time and place. To work for justice for the oppressed is only half of what it means. Again, to work for justice for the oppressed is only half of what it means to be a person of justice. To do this in a spirit of genuine gratitude is the other half of the equation. I remember one time after a day of serving those on the streets under the bridges along the Willamette River in Portland, as I was about to leave, I was struck suddenly with a sense of deep gratitude for being called to serve these brothers and sisters and for what had transpired that day, because it was a particularly good day on the streets. And I remember standing there under the bridge watching people move about. I put my hands in the pockets of my hoodie and I just reflected and said a simple thank you to God. That is what social justice looks like. And may we truly work to create a just society right where we are, yes, but may we do so in a spirit of deep gratitude.
You've been listening to Common Sense on Social Justice with your host, Michael Davis. A common sense and fresh perspective to creating justice where you are. Share your comments and questions with Michael by emailing sjcommonsense@gmail.com. That's sjcommonsense@gmail.com.